It was the American Legion working with Congress that developed something called the United States Veterans Bureau that is today our Department of Veterans Affairs. We were involved in the authoring of the United States Flag Code. It was our past national commander, Harry Comery, that was responsible for authoring the Servicemen's Readjustment Act in 1944, also known as the GI Bill. The American Legion was instrumental in the in getting the Star Spangled Banner to become our national anthem. It was Legionnaires working with Congress that made the suggestion that Congress have veterans committees. Today we have the House and the Senate Veterans Affairs Committees. And in fact, I have the good fortune in February during our Washington conference to be able to deliver testimony to a joint session of both of those committees in Washington, D.C., and discuss the Legion's legislative objectives and priorities for the coming year. The Legion was involved in helping our Vietnam veterans who were suffering from health problems that were determined to be caused by Agent Orange to get the hospitalization treatment that they needed, the medical treatment that they needed, and also get benefits from their service. That was a hard-fought battle on behalf of the American Legion, and we weren't alone in that battle, but we were a significant part of getting that to be approved. So that's kind of just a little bit about our first 100 years.